now, our first gig on the Introduce in Essex tour. We are going around the county and getting back out there in the live music scene after all of what has gone on and happened in the last 18 months or so. And we are finally here doing our first gig on this tour in Southend, literally in less than a week's time at Chinnery's on the 26th of November. We have spoken to Lisa Wright, we've spoken to Rolled Up Sleeves, we spoke to the New 20s last week, and headlining our show at Chinnery's are The Trusted, and they're here right now, Tom and Finn. How you doing, guys?
Hello. We're good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Thanks so much for hopping on the show tonight.
Our pleasure.
I'm so excited to have this gig coming at us in less than a week. It's going to be a mad one. We'll talk about it a little bit more as we go through this, but how have you all been? What's been going on the last few months? I guess you've literally just been busy doing music and other things, because there hasn't really been a lot else to do, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just that we're kind of coming out of lockdown there, or not lockdown, coming out of like the COVID era and just used to the new world. And we've been in the studio, we put out a song, obviously, we put a song called Velocor out last month, and we're just building up to another song we're going to be putting out very soon. And we've got like a row of songs coming out in the next few months, so
Wicked.
We're just kind of working towards that. Which has been really exciting. So
yeah, of course. And last time we spoke to you, which was quite a few months ago now, I know, Tom, that you managed to break your arm. I wondered, of course, it's healed now, it's been many months, that's kind of how the human body works, but I wondered if there's been any other calamities in that time that we don't know about.
I think we've been okay.
You've been right. We're looking after yourself.
Maybe our pride has been hurt a few times, a few jokes been thrown at each other, but apart from that, nothing's been broken.
Good.
But my arm is...
fully functional.
Yeah, it works. I've got a bit of metal in there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just by the elbow, it's kind of keeping the bones together.
Yeah.
Well, the bones heal now, but it kind of pulled them together.
Yeah.
And it still hurts when you lean on it sometimes, but yeah.
So you're part bionic man now?
I am Iron Man, kind of.
Well, look, for people coming to see you in less than a week's time at Chinnery's, we've played your songs countless times on the show before, but how would you describe The Trusted to your typical indie goer?
I know, we're kind of like a... It's a strange one. We're kind of like a band that kind of... The way I like to describe us, we're a band with our arms wide open.
Mm-hmm.
We're a band where, you know, we're like the most uncool band on the planet in that we... And what I mean by that... is that for us it's about just getting out, you know, it's about opening our arms up and pulling people in. We don't care about making a fool of ourselves.
Yeah.
So our music is kind of like, it's got very joyful and sort of has a big grin on it. And that's kind of the way I describe Trusted music, really joyful and big and loud and brash. We played lots of gigs before we went to the studio for the first time, right back at the start. So for us at live, I think the stage is where, you know, we really shine, I think. But we'll see next week.
And I guess, yeah, of course. I guess what you're saying is you don't really take yourself too seriously, and you kind of just let it go with it as such. And as much as you guys, you know, try to make yourself look like the coolest band in the world, you don't try too hard. You don't force it down people's throats, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think it's all about not worrying about making a fool of yourself. I think you've got to kind of be... I think when you're in a band, especially a rock band, I think you've got to kind of be up for like just kind of just going for it and you know, not caring what, you know, about looking cool or, you know, being sincere. It's all about, you know, just going for it. And I think that's where the authenticity comes from.
And Finn, take me through the process of a Trusted record. Does it start from a certain person? What are the steps? Where does an idea usually come from? Is it usually your brother Tom who's initiating that, or is it different every time? You can be honest.
It is, I suppose, different every time. I mean, the next, I suppose, four songs, well, we got obviously Velocor that's just come out, and we've got a couple more lined up. But each one of those songs, each of us have pulled it more in the direction we want to pull it. So if you listen to when they all come out, each one of the songs has got a bit of us, have had more of a influence, I suppose, on the, you know, the vibe and sound of it. But generally we would...
Yeah, the next song is very thin.
Yeah, the next song is very many.
It was very much... every song kind of comes from a different member. We're a very collaborative band. Like, we all work together. Everyone, there's no like one lead songwriter. Everyone kind of like pitches in, and some songs come from different places. But the next song started with Finn and was very much Finn shaped it.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess that's what listening to that has kept you guys, you know, together for the time that it has, because you are very open, as you said, very much going with it, heart on your sleeve, to being collaborative and having that approach. And I guess sometimes if you didn't have that approach, and say it all came from you, Tom, there would be loads of songs that you never would have made.
Very true. Like, you know, if you look at every song, it's like no one song has come from one person.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you hear different bits, and I think that's so true. I think that's so important about being in the band, is everyone bringing their own minds to the table. It creates a much clearer picture. And the songs are better for it, I think.
And there are many bands, of course, which it's gone the other way in that sense. And when one person has been at the forefront, well, there's countless. Yeah.
It still works. Yeah. But for us, it's just like that is like our thing.
Yeah, of course. And you guys being in Southend, you've grown up there, lived there all your lives. Do you feel like the town brings out the best in you guys in a way? And obviously being around in that environment, what is it about Southend that helps your songwriting? Or maybe there isn't any aspect to that.
No, I think there is. I think two things. I think one, the physicality of Southend, so the look of Southend, it's kind of that seaside town, and the way it's kind of looks and feels when you walk around Southend. I think that's had a big influence. Mm. Because I think, you know, when you walk down to the seafront and you look out into the Thames, there's something about that sort of openness. It's quite inspiring, that kind of like, you know, that nothingness for miles. That kind of opens your mind up. And I think on the other end, you've also got so many great bands, so many musicians. You know, it's a very musical town.
Yeah.
It's a really healthy, warm music scene. There's a lot of great artists coming out of Southend. And I think that's kind of quite inspiring as well, because you feel like you're kind of part of something.
Mm-hmm.
I think those two things kind of combine, and then that's what makes Southend special.
You've recorded some home sessions for us, which you've very kindly done. Thank you for doing it exclusively for the show. And you're in your house now. Is this like one of your rehearsal spaces? Do you have like neighbours that hear exclusive first takes of the Trusted Records?
We've never had a complaint.
Really?
No. We rehearse in this room, and a lot of our songs have been written in this room. But yeah, well, you know, I think like, you know, our neighbours probably know our song better than we do.
Are they pretty forgiving? Are you like, I guess there's literally someone right next door to you.
I've got a window in front of us. You can kind of see both houses.
I think in the past, we was in a different room and we were so loud, it would actually, their wall would like...
Oh my God.
But they were sort of like, actually, that's... She was like, it's fine. And I was like, well, it's not fine.
So we moved it.
And yeah, we seem to be...
It's nice. I've kind of, this is like our trusted room.
Our
drum kit for the radio listeners is right behind us.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Dow's amp. So, you know, we're surrounded by trustedness.
Literally, yeah. They trust you to do whatever you want. Well, look, let's get into Rebel Song, which is one of the songs you've recorded for a home session. Just before we hear it, tell us a little bit about this record.
This is one of those songs that kind of came out in lockdown. But we wrote it in the middle of when there's a lot of riots going on around the world, there's a lot of tension. And you know, the idea of Rebel Song, it's a song about kind of breaking free out of yourself and kind of rebelling against your own mind. And it's very joyous, and it's very, why I like this song so much, it's even though it's quite serious in terms of the lyrical sort of side of things, it's quite, the music is really uplifting and kind of, you know, that's what we're all about. And kind of, I think it's a very trusted song.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like a piano version you're about to hear.
Oh, wicked.
Which sounds great. I think it sounds great on piano and vocals.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear it. Let's let other people be the judge of it. This is The Trusted and their record Rebel Song, live from home for us for BBC Music Introducing in Essex.
You love to raise the dead, switching off my heart. You like to call me crazy, but all just dirty music. We're fighting in the street. All we low on bullets, baby. We were stolen from the thieves. Yeah. It's easy to cry with the lights out, 'cause there's so much pain outside. Do you wanna die inside an elevator? Testify. All I got is my rebel song. it's alright with me. All I got is my rebel's arm. That's alright, that's alright with me. You're talking trash and you say it don't hurt, but look at all my grief. You shot me down 13 times and now I bet you're feeling pretty cheap. Cause all I got is my rebel song, and that's alright with me. All I got is my rebel song, and that is all I need. You say hello, but do you know that angry hearts will bleed? All I got is my rebel song. That's alright, that's alright with me. That's alright with me. Everybody needs to wake up to feel what's going on. Everybody needs to wake up to feel what's going on. Is my rebel song, and that's alright with me. All I got is my rebel song, and that is all I need. You say hello, but do you know that angry hearts will bleed? All I got is my rebel song, and that's alright, that's alright with me.
That's the Trusted and Rebel song, live from home, from their home, for BBC Music, introducing in Essex exclusively for us. And Tom and Finn from the band are still with me. That was giving me like real Chris Martin Coldplay vibes. Is it fun to do songs like that once in a while when, you know, you guys are for an out and out rock most of the time?
Yeah, I think so, because it's just like it's something different, and obviously all the artists we admire and look up to, they all do that, and it's great hearing songs that strip back. So, you know, it's great fun for us to do it as well, you know.
You were talking before we heard Rebel Song about the music scene in Southend, and I feel like you guys are becoming a very big part of that. What tell me about the music scene. Who are you loving in Southend at the moment, and how proud does it make you feel to be part of it down there?
Oh, it's great. It's everywhere you turn, in the streets and online, is a new act coming through, you know, from Southend, and it's just great. You know, when we played Chinneries last time, there's this band called the Q-Days who are kind of coming up. Mm-hmm. They haven't released any music yet, but I'm sure you're hearing from them. And they're brilliant, and they're just starting up, and so we're really proud of them, and it's great seeing them kind of coming out into the world. It's another great band. You know, Blab obviously is brilliant.
Yeah, new single last week.
A band called Square Wave, a band called Sleep World Beast, a band called New Rome, a band called Headboard, a band called Trip Hazard. I can go on forever.
Yeah.
There's tons of bands. A band called For We Are Many, they're a brilliant duo. I think they're in the studio at the moment, and I think you'll be hearing from them soon as well, and they are fantastic. But yeah, God, I can't forever go on about bands from around Southend.
I've touched on this, funny enough, you mentioned Blab before. I've touched on this about this with her before. What is it about Southend that is creating such an incredible melting pot of artists at the moment, a real sort of creative time for the town? But is there certain things you can sort of pinpoint as to why we're having this sort of golden moment?
I think it's more the venues and opportunities for musicians at any sort of level to play live, really, because, like, as you know, me and Tom, and we've been doing open mics, same with Dave and Dow as well, we've been doing open mics, you know, for years. But I'd say, I suppose, in the last sort of few years, one of the places we play a lot is like Peggy Sue's in Leeds, which is a great venue. There just seems to be not only like continuous people coming down and playing, but just new talent in all these different venues. And I think as well, it might be a side effect of us coming out of lockdown as well, being more eager for, you know, live music and music.
South Bend, something in the water, but everyone's just so creative. It's just a very creative place. Mm. I think it's really hard to kind of explain why that is. I think it just is the way it's happened. It's part of DNA, you know.
No, I go with that completely. And obviously a big part of Southend is the arcades, and I've seen you lads down there in the last couple of weeks. I know you've been checking out some gigs at Chinnery's before you play, of course, next week. Who's got the best game on the penny machines? Or who actually, you know, comes out with like a massive bundle of tickets in their arms?
Probably me.
Either Finn or Dave. They're always the ones that just go in. Just kind of, me and Dow go in, and we're quite, you know, bombastic and loud. And they just go in and just put one penny in and penny into the machine.
They get a pound out.
Instantly.
Yeah.
It's the penny machines, and there's a Guitar Hero. When I was younger, play Guitar Hero quite religiously.
I bet.
And obviously, I don't have it anymore, so it's quite nice to play that again and sort of go through some old tunes. Balls and Parade by Fraser's Machine. That's a favourite to play. And
nice.
There are many others.
Is there a strategy? Do you go in with like if I put it in this slot, I can see that one's like nearly on the edge. It's all about a bit of gamesmanship, you know?
I think the thing is, because I've lived in Southend my entire life, I can see through, you know, those machines. I know that they're deceiving. The coins might look like they're on the edge, but they're not really.
But it's a trick.
It's all a trick. I still do it anyway, but I see the lies.
So you've been doing some scouting in the lead up to this gig. I assume you've been rehearsing a little bit as well. I've seen some on your stories on Instagram. How have rehearsals been going? And what's a trusted rehearsal like? Is there certain kind of things that happen, or
there's definitely certain things. I mean, Finn mentioned it a minute ago. There's a song by Rage Against the Machine called Balls on Parade. Mm. Every rehearsal, without fail, we play at least once at some point. It's not a trusted rehearsal unless we play that song.
So that is like your ritual.
Yeah, it is. It's become like the unofficial trusted national anthem. It's like an Aaron song, but you know, it might as well be. Because, you know, the amount, every time I hear that song now, I just see their faces.
Well, we've talked about your very forgiving neighbours and your rehearsal space. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure they've been hearing very exclusively how a trusted gig might go down. Without giving too much away, is there something special you have lined up for this show? Like a way you're going to sort of arrange it and go through a certain order?
Yeah, I think so. We've been looking forward to this one, and we've got some ideas up our sleeve in terms of. I mean, you know, we're quite a visual band. When we play, you know, we like to move. And we like to kind of really lean into the audience. Like a gig is not just an audio experience; it's a visual experience. Mm. I think a band sort of like movement is very, very key to that. There's always, you know, trust the gig is always full of surprises. You know, it's always very unpredictable, and that's why I love it. You know, it's very. Never the same twice. So
wicked. I was so excited. Honestly, been waiting for this for so long that we on the show have just wanted to do something like this for so long, and we can't wait to be down at Chinnery's with you guys. And just a quick mention on the other artists, Lisa Wright, Rolled Up Sleeves, The New Twenties. How excited are you to share the stage with these guys?
Oh, it's great. I think one of the best things about, you know, being in the band as well as being able to play with so many great artists and be able to play with new artists and upcoming artists as well. It's always exciting. And you know, it's going to be great because together, we all get together in that room, all four acts, and like, we're going to create one big, massive noise. And it's going to be great. Yeah. Can't wait.
I don't know if you heard last week when I was talking to the New Twenties, but they didn't start like a civil war, but I asked them sort of a similar question, and they were playing devil's advocate with me, and they were saying, oh, it's going to be like Blur versus Oasis. We've got a point to prove to the trusted. I'm hoping, you know, this doesn't happen, but just be aware.
I think like for us, like the Blur, I think like we're like, we're not a white flag out, we're like, come on guys, troops. Troops, come on.
New 20, stand, yeah, we're stand down. Powerful.
We're more like the Avengers. No, not Blur versus Oasis. It's, like, it's all just team up. You know?
Yeah, no, you so know? Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you for, you know, relieving the pressure on that particular scenario, because...
There'll be no wars.
God knows what was going to happen if I didn't bring that up. But there you are. Yeah. We're going to see you at Chinnery's in literally 6 days' time. And we can't wait to get this show on the road. Finally, we're going to bow out on this second song you've recorded as part of the home session tonight, which is Velocor, which is your latest single. Tom, just tell us a little bit about this before we go into it.
Yeah, Velocor is a song about nostalgia. It's a song about kind of holding on to old emotions. And I think, like, you know, the single version is it kind of, it's got heavy drums, it's very heavy. So I think this version you're about to play, we kind of took everything out and kind of put back to the bare bones. And just the kick drum, electric guitar, bass, a couple of synths and vocals, and that's it. And I think you kind of get it feels more vulnerable. That's why I like it. It's a lot more vulnerable. The actual version is a lot more kind of, has its defences up, but this is like a more innocent kind of like vulnerable version of that tune. So yeah,
wicked. All right, Tom and Finn, pleasure to chat to you as always. Let's soak this up. This is Velocor live from the Trusted Home for BBC Music, introducing in Essex. Take care, lads.
Angels and thieves, they all come to me. Rolled up sleeves in emergency. Famous lies, carry bags of lies. It's an enterprise for quiet eyes. You came here for the valley core. You got a cut up kid knocking at your door. Terrible cries. What's our desires need pacifiers? Emotional loves you need to disarm. You got electrical arms, pull at your cards. You came here for the valley core. You got a cut up kid knocking at you. You came here for the valley core. Wanna feel that thing you felt before? How does it feel to be scared to the bone? How does it feel to be stoned by murmurs and moans? How does it feel to look like you do? How does it feel now I'm dressed like you? Dressed up like you.
Trusted, live in the home session. Velocor here on Introducing Essex. Great to catch up with the lads there down in Southend. And of course, they are headlining our Introducing Southend Essex tour gig at Chinnery's on Friday the 26th of November. Go and get your tickets now from the Chinnery's website And head on over there, search Introducing Essex BBC, and you can find the tickets for this amazing show that we are putting on to celebrate live music coming back again in Essex and playing our part here at BBC Introducing. We have an undying passion for music and local music, of course, here in Essex. And this event is the first of four events going to be happening over the next few months across Essex to celebrate music coming back again and being part of the scene in the music industry locally in Essex. The Trusted are going to be headlining, the New 20s supporting, Rolled Up Sleeves and Lisa Wright as well are all going to be on the bill. Tickets are £7. I'd love you to be down there. Doors at 7:30 and we're going to have a big old party and I really love you to be there. Get your tickets now. Come on, what are you waiting for?
BBC Music Introducing in Essex with Jake Peach.